Hello. Welcome to Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration today. It's Brother Jeff Chapman down here in the hills of Tennessee with my Bible open, ready to share from you to you from my Bible. I've got the good old King James Bible. I love the King James Bible. I believe it's the perfect Word of God. And I have been most blessed by it than any other Bible. It seems to be preserved and purified, and it's worth fighting for. I believe it's the English Bible that is for us today. Thank God for a Bible that was bought with the blood of Jesus and the blood of men so that we today could have the peace and safety to read it and be able to reason together over the Scriptures. Thank you, Father. All right, well, we've been talking about the cross. And, you know, as I meditate on the cross and our cross, not Christ's cross so much, but the cross that we've been told to bear, I'll read the text again out of Matthew 16, verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Well, what does the cross mean? Well, I think in a nutshell, in conclusion to this whole matter, if the cross that you're bearing hasn't brought death to yourself, selfish desires, selfish life, me, myself, and I, then you're probably not bearing the cross. You know, you can cut off your cross, you can lighten your cross, you can change the material, but I'm telling you, the real cross that God has told you to bear is not going to make you popular. I mean, why do we expect to be liked and be so popular when the holiest man that ever lived was crucified on a tree? We're not supposed to get along so perfectly with this world. You know, I don't know what somebody has told us to get us to thinking that. Jesus said, marvel not if the world hate you. So, death to self, my will, my way, it's not going to work. Remember the warning Jesus gave them as he's on his way to the cross? And he said, daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children. He said, if they did the things to me, a green tree, what are they going to do to you in a drought? Suffering, bearing the cross, the shame and reproach of Christ. Moses, it was said in the Hebrews 11, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh, Pharaoh's daughter. He said, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life shall find it. My identity has got to be Jesus. My identity has got to be not me, but thee. I must decrease, and he must increase. Why are we so afraid to lose it all for Jesus? Why do we think we have to have a football team to be accepted in society and talk sports and hunting and foolishness just to get along with the world? Oh, that when we had the chance to speak to others, we wouldn't relate such trivial things. Some of these things we might can do, if God forbid. But most of all, could you stand in a grocery aisle? Could you be at a doctor's office? Could you be at a workplace? Could you be at a shopping center? Could you be at a work site, wherever, And could you talk about Christ, what he's done for you, what he can do for them? Would that not be more profitable than saying, wow, what a play. Wow, you know, what a buck. You know, all the things that men waste their time rah-rahing about, when we could be speaking to each other about the living God. When we meet a Christian, we could pray. When we meet a sinner, we could warn them of the wrath that's coming and the hope they could have in Christ and the forgiveness of sins and the burden lifted. We could be ministers of mercy to this whole world. But instead, we refuse to bear the cross and to claim the shame that it brings. And we talk the world's talk because we want to be accepted. We want to be liked. We don't want to be rejected. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you really serve Jesus, you will be rejected. You will save some, but you'll be rejected by most. They'll hate you. They'll despise you. Friends, brethren, family will turn on you. You must learn how to suffer with Christ, to bear that cross, to choose the reproach of cross. Christ, greater riches than the treasures of this world. Well, you think about those things today, and may God help us all to get out of our comfort zone, lose our identity in this world, and be a suffering savor of life to a lost and dying world, of bearing our cross joyfully.